John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Could it be more appropriate that a couple of days before the Bears-Eagles game that we go live to Chicago and the one and only JY of Styx is on the phone? Hey, JY.
John.
How you doing, dude?
All things considered, pretty damn good, thank you.
All right, well, good. You know, there couldn't be a more appropriate person to talk to about the Eagles-Bears game than you. So we figured we'd get you on the phone and, well, hear what you have to say. Because, I mean, you know your football. I just think you're probably going to be wrong this week.
Well, from what I read in the paper today, you guys are one hard hit on Foles away from having who's the backup guy.
Hopefully it'll be Carson Wentz. I don't think you can go into a playoff game with Nate Sudfeld as your backup. It's got to be Carson Wentz.
That was the name I was looking for.
There's a reason why he's not on IR.
Yeah, I expect Carson to dress in case Nick does go down.
You know, the two teams, Alshon Jeffrey was a star for the Bears when we had Jay Cutler as the infamous mega million dollar bust quarterback. But you guys have him now, and he's just an amazing physical specimen, and he is clearly a force to be reckoned with out there in the wide receiver position.
Yeah, so's your quarterback.
Trubisky is also a force to be reckoned with. Finally, the Halas family spent some money to get Khalil Mack here, a fortune for a world-class linebacker, but he's kind of really crystallized the defense. They believe in themselves. When I saw power rankings come out yesterday, the Bears were second behind Kansas City. So
he's already painting a dark picture for us. You realize that?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I know how good the Bears' defense is. Do you guys trust Trubisky out there? I mean, it's his first time in the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. Second year quarterback.
Well, he's the question mark. Is he going to handle the pressure of doing this? But the Bears at home, what they did to the L.A. Rams a couple of weeks ago was extremely impressive. Although the Rams running around in the sunshine when it was a wind chill of about 7 degrees,
right,
and the sun was gone and it was cold and windy, and the Rams kind of folded and we held on to win that one. And it's going to be the same time on Sunday. The sun will go down halfway through the game, and it's going to be in the dark and freezing, bleeping chilly.
Well, you know, we're used to that.
Yeah, we're Northeast boys.
You know, we're not used to as cold as Chicago can be, but we've been in cold. So that's not a problem.
That's a factor. I don't know that it's going to matter at all because both teams are going to be subjected to it, but we're just a little more ready for it, I think. Mm-hmm. Your place kicker there is actually from my neck of the woods. Some of my neighbor's kids went to high school with him.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he kicked the winning field goal last year, but he kicked a real significant one last week as well to keep things going. And
I'm assuming you think the Bears are going to win.
They are favored in the betting odds, are they not?
Yes, they are. Six points.
And who I might argue with Jimmy the Greek.
You'd have a real hard time arguing with Jimmy the Greek. That's for damn sure.
But is it, JY, is it close or do they cover the 6?
No, I think it's a 3-point game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep.
Yeah. The other question is, you're going out on the road with Jeff Foxworthy?
No, it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry.
Wrong redneck.
More redneck.
Yes, it is.
But if you look at the cities we're playing with him, I think you'll understand why.
Okay.
I know Cheyenne, Wyoming is a destination for you every summer. And Minot, North Dakota is your favorite place to go ice skating.
It is. So I guess I won't have to worry about this happening at Atlantic City. So
no.
Well, look, thank you so much for getting up, for coming in and doing this, for letting your Starbucks coffee get cold. So I hope to see you soon. You're in Bethlehem here, I think, sometime in May.
I believe we are pretty close to you at that point in time. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Okay. Well, hopefully I will see you then. Have a great new year as it continues.
We are going to be in Atlantic City at some point as well. I don't know exactly what the venue is.
What comic are you guys playing AC with? Cat Williams?
Say hi to all the boys for me, and thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I guess I just have to say, go Eagles!
Yeah, go Birds, that's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.